Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you were able to join me today. If at any time you miss a broadcast or you'd like to rehear one, please feel free at any time to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. The last several days, we've been looking at events in the life of King Asa, king of Judah, as they are recorded in 2 Chronicles chapters 14 through 16. And yesterday we were looking at what occurred as recorded in the 15th chapter. And it says that the prophet Azariah went out to meet Asa. They'd had a tremendous victory. And here we find God's prophet speaking under the anointing, telling Asa some very certain things. He's saying, and he also spoke to all of the congregation. He was speaking to them as well, saying, "The Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." There was a warning in that. Isn't that obvious? And what a great lesson we can learn here. God gives us great victories. He blesses us and blesses us more and more and more. He delivers us time after time after time. And so often when folks start out for the Lord, they're all fired up. And after they sit under the mighty blessings of God, something can happen. Many start getting spiritually lazy, if you will, or they start complaining about the cost of preaching the gospel. They get into that dangerous place of, which is a trap for many, of being lifted up with pride, and they fall back into a state of self-will and self-confidence. You know, God knew Asa's heart and what he would do better than Asa did himself. And isn't that true for each one of us? God knows you and I more and deeper, more fully than we know ourselves. And we think we know ourselves fairly well, right? No matter who loves you the most, I mean, a spouse, a child, they don't know you as God knows you. And how often the blessed Holy Spirit deals with us, moving in our lives, desiring why he's always working for one thing, to maintain our faith and our fellowship in God. You see, the real secret of success as a Christian is to do for God's work, to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, and then, naturally, as of a consequence, all those other things that we have need of will be added to us. Those are the words of Jesus. We need to do whatever he asks of us cheerfully and earnestly desire to spread the gospel around the earth to the extent in which we're able. We may not be able to go into foreign countries, but we can support missionaries and ministries that have a strong missions program, as we've had for years here at UCM, to call in time of need in the name of Jesus Christ, to rest on him. It's such a tremendous privilege. And many wonderful churches have started out brilliantly. They were aflame with the Spirit of God. They had the power of God and the anointing of God. But sometimes after time, a few great and glorious victories, some became prideful and self-confident, self-sufficient, relying on man's programs rather than God's word. And, you know, in fact, I heard something recently, I couldn't believe it. One of the major denominations, and I won't name it, they have made the decision, their board, whoever's the head, you know, the head head of the denomination that they were no longer going to preach salvation because it was somewhat offensive, and they didn't want to put off, you know, newcomers that were coming. Beloved, Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace on the earth, but a sword. And what was he saying? I mean, the message of the gospel is very clear. It's very simple. It's very straightforward. And it's very uncompromising. There is no other way. And the world hates that. The world hates that message. They believe there's many ways to God and fulfillment. And, you know, all you have to do is die and you'll basically get to heaven. Beloved, that is such, there's such rampant deception. And the thing that's so heartbreaking and grievous is come into our churches. So many of the mainline denominations have gone off into such apostasy, directly contradict the word of God. That's what I've said it for years. The thing that really divides Christians or churches or denominations is how willing are they to believe in the Word of God as the inerrant and infallible truth and Word of the living God. You know, beloved, we need to pray as never before for those that are hanging in the balance. Jesus said to Mary, the sister of Lazarus, when he had died, he said, "Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, that thou shouldest see the glory of God?" Jesus is saying these very words to us today, to you, brother, to you, sister, to those of you listening, to every one of us, if thou wouldest believe, you should see the glory of God. Continuing on in that 15th chapter, we find that, as Ezra had said, Israel had been without a teaching priest for a long time and had been without the true God and without the law. And we see that in what he did in those first 9 verses, he gathered all of Judah and Benjamin, the strangers with them, out of Ephraim and Manasseh, out of Simeon, and When they saw, of course, that the Lord, his God, was with them, they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem, and they offered unto the Lord the same time of the spoil which they had brought, and it was a huge amount, and they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all of their heart and with all of their soul. Today, as then, what we need, and much of what the church world needs, and what the nation needs, what the world needs now, is to turn to the living God. And every born-again Christian should ask of the Lord that they be endowed with power from on high, so that they could be that royal priesthood that the scriptures talk about, that they could witness in power and authority to the saving grace of Jesus Christ, and experience that not only transforms a personal life, but it actually creates a new creature. That's what that being born again describes. Being born again with entering into spiritual life from spiritual death with a new nature and a new life. When Asa won the battle against Zerah the Ethiopian, the Bible tells us he gathered all of Judah and Benjamin and the sojourners with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon. And for they all fell to him out of abundance when they saw the Lord his God was with him. Those who are victorious through faith in Jesus Christ, beloved, have an effect. They are the most influential leaders. One great clergyman said at one time, all are not born leaders. Many are ready to follow a tune who could never raise it. Beloved, do you want to lead men to Jesus? Do you want to declare the glorious liberty of Jesus Christ to the captive? I've got good news for you. You can. Beloved, there are thousands upon thousands of those that are out in the kingdom of darkness today. And if they could but see the glory of the Lord Jesus, if they could taste of the goodness of his love, I'm not talking about theory. I'm talking about reality. I'm talking about giving Jesus Christ to a hungry world. I'm not talking about religion or churchianity. I'm talking about the whole word for the whole man. In verses 12 through 14, Asa's influence turned the whole heart of Judah unto the Lord. Asa constrained them to seek the Lord until he would be found of them. He used his influence and faith to bring Med to God. What great things Asa did for Israel because he walked with God, because of his faith. And let's go on now. I said we were going to look at the life of Asa. And as we move on now into chapter 16, we see something happen that truly has a very profound and great lesson for each one of us. Asa was confronted with yet another enemy, and that was Baasha, king of Israel, who would not let anyone go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Many times after a series of great victories, suddenly Satan comes against us, preventing, it seems, our going forth to full victory. Look at Elijah. Can you imagine after that astounding display on Mount Carmel? He called fire down from heaven. The Baal prophets were wiped out. And he flees in despair and depression and desperation from Queen Jezebel. And he says, you know, when the mount, he says, oh, Lord, take my life. You know, I'm not better than my father's. And the Lord says, you know, Elijah, what are you doing here? Beloved, the enemy will fight against our prayers ascending to the Lord, and he fights against the answer incoming. The devil will lay siege to our Christian experience. But beloved, we can have victory through Jesus Christ. We just need to hold on to him, and the message is simple. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Praise God. Well, my time has flown again, and there's so much more to share. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. But for now, I must bring this broadcast to a close, but not without giving you an encouragement to write. If you're struggling, if you're in a battle, beloved, I know personally there is power in agreeing prayer, not only from the testimonies that are coming in, but my own life experience. Sometimes I've prayed and the oppression hasn't moved, but when I've asked for agreeing prayer, God has moved. I invite you to obey God. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.